blessed name.
The time is now past 10. I move that SO5 to be suspended to commence the business of the House.
Honorable members, it has been moved and seconded that SO5 be suspended so that the business of the House may commence. It's been past 10. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it. My binti Mambulo, welcome.
Record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, 11th and Tuesday, 16th May 2017, respectively.
Honorable members, we go to the votes and proceedings for Thursday, 11th May 2017. As usual, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, and page 6. There be no corrections or amendments. Will somebody move for the adoption of the votes and proceedings for Thursday, 11th May 2017?
I so move, Mr. Speaker.
Any seconder? It has been moved and seconded that the votes and proceedings for 11th May 2017 be adopted. All those in favor say aye. Those against say nay. The ayes have it. We go to the votes and proceedings for 16th May 2017. Page 1, page 2, page 3, and page 4. Will somebody move for its adoption? There have been no correction amendments. Any seconder?
Seconder, Mr. Speaker.
It has been moved and seconded that the votes and proceedings for Thursday, 16th May, and then be adopted. All those in favor say aye. Those against say nay. The other means.
Record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, 11th and Tuesday, 16th May 2017, respectively, have been adopted. Laying of papers. The Deputy Majority Leader of the House and Leader of Government Business.
Mr. Speaker, Honorable Members, permit me this morning to lay on the table the following documents. 1. The State Salaries Pension of Chairman and Members of the Electoral Commission. Order. The State Salaries, Pension, Gratuities, and Other Benefits Act 2003, Act Number 4 of 2003, Statutory Instrument Number 51 of 2017. 2. The State of Human Rights in Sierra Leone 2015, Ninth Annual Report of the Human Rights Commission of Sierra Leone, presented to President and Parliament of the Republic of Sierra Leone, pursuant to Section 7, Subsection 2G, and 24, Subsection 1 of the Human Rights Commission of Sierra Leone, Act No. 9, 2004.
Private members' motion.
Yes, boss.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honourable members, I'm standing on SO25. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I'm given a notice of motion for us to debate item one that was presented by the Deputy Majority Leader.
No, okay.
Thank you.
Private members' motion. Proposer, Honorable Umar Paran Sarawali. Seconder, Honorable Bashir Siliki.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, be it resolved that this honorable house withdraw statutory instrument number 12 of 2016 entitled the Council of Legal Education Act 1989, Act number 1 of 1989, Admission of Students Regulations 2016, which was laid on the table of this honorable house on Thursday, 30th March 2017.
Any seconder?
I so second, Mr. Speaker.
Honorable members, the question is that this Honorable House withdraw statutory instrument number 12 of 2016 entitled the Council of Legal Education Act 1989, Act number 1 of 1989, Admission of Students Regulations 2016, which was laid on the table of the House on Thursday, 30th, 2017. Yes, Paran.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members. This honorable house, Mr. Speaker, should withdraw statutory instrument number 12 of 2016 for the following reasons. One, the statutory instrument was tabled in Parliament on 30th of March 2017, and a notice of motion was immediately issued for it to be debated. This is so because it is not properly done before this Honorable House, and therefore, in violation of Standing Orders 18.2, which reads as follows, the request that a paper or treaty or constitutional or statutory instrument be laid on the table shall be made to the Clerk of Parliament with an explanatory memorandum, which in the case of subsidiary legislations shall include a note on the objectives, where necessary, the consultation process with appropriate stakeholders and other relevant information. Two, that the statutory instrument does not have any commencement date, and it is also in violation of Section 15 of the Constitutional and Statutory Instruments Act 1999, Act No. 6 of 1999. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, clauses 3 and 4 of the Statutory Instrument No. 12 of 2016 are inconsistent with Part 3, Section 15 of the Constitutional and Statutory Instruments Act 1999, which states, I read, Mr. Speaker, with your leave, an act conferring power to make a statutory instrument shall not be taken to authorize the inclusion in the statutory instrument of any provision amending, repealing, or conflicting with any enactment, except as may be expressly stated in the act conferring the power. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, clause 3A of this statutory instrument which set out the admission qualification for entry into the Sierra Leone Law School at a second class lower degree seem to conflict with and amend the extant provision of third class
seem in the to act. Conflict, seem to conflict. Go over that.
It, the lower, let me take it up again.
Yes.
Clause 3A of this instrument, which sets the admission qualification for entry into law school at a second class lower degree, seem to conflict with and amend the extant provision of third class in the Act as established, one, on the law school web, and two, in the Legal Practitioners Act 2000. Furthermore, Mr. Speaker, Clause 4.2 of this instrument, which gives wide discretionary power to the admission committee to administer an entrance examination to candidates seeking admission into the law school, is inconsistent with the Education Act of 2004, the University Act of 2005, as well as other educational policies. Moreover, what is today before us in form of a statutory instrument is in direct breach of Section 3, Subsection 1 of the Constitutional and Statutory Instrument Act 1999 and Section 170, Subsection 7 of the Constitution of Sierra Leone, which inter alia require every statutory instrument to be laid before Parliament for a maturity period of 21 days before implementation. It may, however, interest this House to know that the provisions in this statutory instrument before us today had gone into effect for the last 3 years, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, without parliamentary ratification. Mr. Speaker, honorable members,
those in the gallery here who don't clap, who don't clap here at all, the only people that can clap are the members of parliament. Well, even if you don't clap in the way they do, there is a way that we do it here. But it is not allowed by any other person, by all strangers, and we are all strangers by definition. Proceed.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. And that's the voice of the Honorable Speaker. Mr. Speaker, as I said, this shows a clear disregard for law and procedure. Under this invalid law, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, many young Sierra Leonean men and women have suffered injustice in the hands of the Council of Legal Education. They have been deprived of their right to enter the law school.
Baran, somebody is asking whether you are a victim.
I can't be one, Mr. Speaker.
Proceed.
And they continue to languish in such injustice without remedy. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I want to refer this House to the law school admissions requirement.
Honorable Paran, your motion is specifically seeking withdrawal of the statutory instrument laid simply because it does not comply with relevant provisions of the Constitution, which have been quoted, copiously quoted. Then do you need to go into all that?
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I was only going to build a case to substantiate the fourth we are on the debate. Yeah, we are on the debate. Mr. Speaker, I was only going to make a point to substantiate the fourth point that I raised.
Well, in the process, you have to be very careful, otherwise you prejudice your case.
I'm going to be very careful, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, you prejudice your case. Be careful.
I'm going to be very careful, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, as I said, young men and women of this nation, because of the actions of the Council of Legal Education, has suffered injustice. And this parliament, being the representatives of the people, will not sit and continue to see such injustice continue. Mr. Speaker, I still could recall that about a year ago, this honorable house made it very clear to the Council of Legal Education that the rules that are now embedded in this current statutory instrument before this house have not received parliamentary approval, and therefore they were null and void. And in April of 2015, there was a public notice from the Sierra Leone Law School. With leave of Mr. Speaker, I would just want to re-echo the content of that particular public notice. I read, in view of the fact that Parliament has confirmed that Statutory Instrument number 12 of 2012 and number 3 of 2013 have not been laid before Parliament for 21 days and therefore is not law, all those who applied for admission into the Sierra Leone Law School with LLB Honours Class 3 are invited to an interview on Friday, 1st May 2015 at the Sierra Leone Law School Special Court for Sierra Leone, Jomo Kenyatta Road, New Englandville, Freetown, at 10 a.m. Signed by Joseph G. Koba, Registrar. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I've maintained in my argument that the Council of Legal Education has not satisfied the requirement of Section 3, Subsection 1 of the Constitutional and Statutory Instrument Act 1999, as well as Section 170, Subsection 7 of the Constitution, by laying the statutory instrument in Parliament and waiting for its maturity date before implementation. They went ahead to implement what Parliament has not approved, and therefore all the actions that we are implemented under the statutory instrument that was not laid before this house and the provisions that we are implemented according to the Section 3.1 of the Constitutional and Statutory Instrument could be of no legal value. Therefore, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, Parliament, which earlier gave no legal effect to the statutory instrument that is before us today, instructed the Sierra Leone Law School, and I believe should still instruct the Sierra Leone Law School, that all those that have suffered injustice under a law that is not law, people attempt to make laws that are not laws, because laws that do not go through the legal crucibles cannot be regarded as laws. So, therefore, Mr. Speaker, this Parliament, with the motion to withdraw this statutory instrument, should equally, as representatives of the people, continue to continue to send a clear message to the Sierra Leone Law School that because this statutory instrument, which is before us today, do not have any legal effect, all the actions implemented under it should be null and void. Mr. Speaker, with the above reasons, I hereby submit that statutory instrument number 12 of 2016, having failed to meet the required standard minimum rules as outlined in the Constitution and the Constitutional and Statutory Instrument Act 1999, be withdrawn from this House. I thank you.
Yes, Bas.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, for the last 3 years, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, for the last 3 years, I've been raising this issue. Today, the Legal Service Commission want to legalize their illegalities. For the last 3 years, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I've told this parliament, I've told this nation that the decision taken by the Legal Service Commission is illegal. Because you cannot circumvent the law. The law is the law. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the Legal Service Commission is an institution, created the law school, which is an institution that trained professional lawyers. And these are the people that we expect to interpret the laws that have been made in this parliament. And these same people should not be seen contravening the same laws that we have passed. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, up to last week, it is still on the website of the Legal Service Commission on the requirement to be admitted into law school. But for the last 3 years, they have disadvantaged a lot of young people. Mr. Speaker, those people are disadvantaged. Some of them, we pay for them. Some of them, they struggle to come to Furabe College. Some of them, they struggled to come to Furabe College. We are all politicians, they are running after us. Some of them, their parents are very, very poor. Some of them, they are sick. They are security workers. They are striving very hard to be enrolled into Furabe College. And at the end of the day, they are not admitted because of laws that do not exist. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, it should not be in our own time to see students being advantaged because the Legal Service Commission, they think they have the laws into their own hands. All of us should come together to make sure the proper thing is being done. And Mr. Speaker and members, I am also asking all of us, this parliament, to instruct the Legal Service Commission to enroll, to admit for the last 3 years the students that we are qualified to be enrolled into law school, for them to be enrolled immediately. I'm even moving the motion that they should not just be enrolled, but they should enroll on a free of cost. Sorry.
No. Bash. You should know that we cannot have a motion in a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I am submitting, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I am submitting that these students that have been disadvantaged for the last 3 years should be admitted with immediate effect, and they should be admitted with a free of cost charge. Because for the last 3 years, these students have been disadvantaged,
And these students, because of the torture, the trauma that has been inflicted on them, they should be admitted and they should not pay. Yeah, that's a compensation, Mr. Speaker. Yeah, that's a compensation. They should compensate the students. Mr. Speaker, honorable members. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, this is Parliament. People should not take the law into their own hands. People should not be doing things with impunity. And the Legal Service Commission should not be an exception. Mr. Speaker, if you still go to the website of the Legal Service Commission, it is clear that you should have graduated with a third class and you should have studied the core modules.
Not with a third class, with at least a third class.
Oh, with at least a third class. And it is still on their website. And for the last 3 years, students graduated with third class, first class, second class, and these students have not been admitted. And this is being done because they went and circumvented their own law. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I'm seconding this motion so that we withdraw this document until these students are admitted and the proper thing is being done and the document is being tabled properly with objects. Thank you very much.
Now, at the last point, I would not subscribe to the last point, and I wouldn't want you to hold here that until they are admitted. No, the question before us is the statutory instrument in question be withdrawn. And that has its own implications. So that you need not say what you have said. What you have said is contained in the withdrawal by implication. Yes?
Practical.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I want to lend my voice to the motion before us, and I am currently looking at the website of this law school. Mr. Speaker, the question I first want to ask, in the act, it requires at least a third class. Can a statutory instrument amend an act, a provision in the act? If a statutory instrument cannot amend a provision in the act, then this statutory instrument should be withdrawn for failure to follow legal procedures.
Honorable Sori, I'm sure you'll be amused, not so? Because the Honorable Swahilo is arrogating to himself the powers of Mr. Speaker. You continue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, as the seconder said, and the proposer of the motion, this thing has been going on for some time. I wonder which authority this school thinks they have. I wonder which authority they have for knowingly violating. Mr. Speaker, I want to submit here that Parliament needs to do something about them. Because you cannot take the law into your own hands, and we expect them to know the procedures of lawmaking. Because they are all lawyers. They are all lawyers, Mr. Speaker. And for them to use the laws within their own hands and disadvantage people. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, we all know here, if you have a C minus in dissertation, you are likely going to have a third class. Not necessarily that you are not good. And Mr. Speaker, most of us seated here, we are taught by third class people, Division 3 people. And we can all attest to read that most of these guys were good. It's just by possible, just one small mistake, one core subject. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the law degree, the LLB degree, is a unique degree. It's different from the other law degree. In as much as for you to qualify to go to law school, there is a requirement to pass certain subjects for which you must have a good pass, at least a C. Mr. Speaker, honorable member, that should be a concern of law school. That should be...
Sorry, I don't understand that. What are you saying?
I'll explain, sir.
I know the core subjects you are referring to. Are you saying that in order to have a pass in any of these core subjects, you have to have a C in each? Because that is what you have said. Clarify now.
A C. To increase your, the thing is to increase your, I'm not talking about the law degree you will get. I'm talking of your admission to the law school. Mm. You can get a first class. Assuming you have a first class, but if you fail tort, for example, you fail criminal law, you will not be admitted in the law school. Because the third class you have to have is dependent on what? Having a pass in certain law school modules. If you do not pass those law school modules, even if you have a first class, they will have difficulty admitting you. So the program in law is not based on you having a very good degree, but it's based on having good passes in this subject.
So can we hear, Honorable Sori, based on what you are saying, is it possible for somebody to have a first class and fail one or two of these core subjects?
Please, sir, you can have a D. You can have a D in any of these core subjects and still get a first class.
Honorable Sori. Order. Honorable Sori, I'm not going to comment on this, but as a former teacher myself and as a university student, I can tell you that from my own experience, some people that pass with E are better than those with A. But in application, degree, it's all application, how you apply yourself. Go on.
Mr. Speaker, the point you have raised is the reason why we want this document to be withdrawn, because you can have a third class and do well. And in the law school, it's all of application. At the law school, they are basically teaching you how to do the job. It's application. So if those with the E's can do better than those with the A's, then it implies those with third class can still do well. So, Mr. Speaker, honorable, on that note, I do not want to drag too much. My first point suffices for everything, and I want to support the motion to withdraw the statutory instrument. Thank you, sir.
Well, that was why, after you had really made the point, the Honorable Swallow told you to sit down. Yes. Honorable members. Honorable members, the question is that this Honorable House withdraw statutory instrument number 12 of 2016 entitled the Council of Legal Education Act 1989, Act number 1 of 1989, Admission of Students Regulations 2016, which was laid on the table of the House on Thursday, 30th March 2017. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Private members' motion by Honorable Umar Parantawale, has been carried.
Honorable Komba, welcome. Yes. You want to recognize him? Yes. Yes, Mr. Clark. Order.
Honorable members, with the leave of Mr. Speaker, I have this announcement to make. The Right Honorable Speaker, on behalf of the Parliament of Sierra Leone, recognizes two media personnel from the Parliamentary News Africa in Accra, Ghana, Samuel Obeng and Gilbert Boyefio, who are here to study the practices and procedures and the nature of the media reporting in this house. So these are our guests. You are welcome on behalf of Parliament.
On behalf of Parliament, I welcome you to this house and place as you go along with your activities. I want you to benefit from the knowledge of a veteran journalist that we have in this parliament in the person of the Honorable Frank Dosowa. Oh, sorry. Sorry. A senior veteran. A senior veteran who was, in fact, one time Minister of Information, Honorable Ivy Kadbo. And Mustafa Brahma. But, other, in the case of Mustafa Brahma, you have to be careful because it can be controversial. Yes, Bash.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I'm standing on SO 25C. 25C. 1C.
25.
1C. Mr. Speaker, honorable members.
What is your standing order that you are quoting? 25.
A notice of motion, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, well, quote the standing order.
25.1c. A motion arising out of.
Well, the proper way. Standing order 25, yes. Subsection 1, subsection paragraph. One, paragraph C. Yes.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I want to move a motion that the students that we are disadvantaged for the last 3 years be enrolled into the law school with immediate effect, Mr. Speaker.
Well, you are giving notice of a motion. Okay. Yes. Mr. Clark, take note. Clark.
Yes, Honorable Jackie.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I rise on ISO 23. I want to use this opportunity to welcome our dear colleague, Honorable Mabinti Bangura. Having gone through a very successful eye surgery, we want to thank God for her life. We want to thank God that she's back here. She's joined us today, and she can now see clearly and better than before.
More
we want
clearly.
To thank God for her life.
Therefore, more clearly.
More clearly.
Well, that's something, huh?
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I rise on SO 23. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I want to take this opportunity to inform the members of parliament who wish to travel to UK, United Kingdom, for the Jalsa Salana under the Ahmadiyya mission on July, at the end of, close to the ending of July, to submit their names to me. One I will cannot go. And interestingly,
Kaloko, you have said what you wanted to say. Honourable members, honourable for the radio, I'm taking a cue from my son, Swallow. yes, Mr. Deputy Leader.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Order.
Mr. Mm-hmm. Speaker, I want to stand on SO 70. Subsection 11B in tandem section 95 of the 1991 Constitution of Sierra Leone.
SO 70
11B. In tandem section 95 of the Constitution of Sierra 1991 Constitution of Sierra Leone.
Yes,
Mr. Speaker. This morning, I was reading the Trumpet newspaper, carrying the front message here: MPs boycott parliamentary sitting. Mr. Speaker, I consider this publication very distasteful to some members of parliament and the general public. A boycott could mean when you have an issue that is disagreeable. But there was no disagreement here in the sittings of parliament yesterday. Some members choose not to come, and some of us were here. For a writer to publish MP's boycott, I consider that very distasteful and irresponsible publication for us as members of parliament. I think we should begin to confront some of these issues here, being published by reporters We are all educated men and women in this parliament. They have responsibility to publish what is going on within the precincts of parliament as well as outside there. But I do believe that when you have a publication, it must be proper. It must be properly published, not to the detriment or the destruction of an image of a particular set of people in this country, particularly us as members of parliament. So for this reason, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I want to suggest that the writer of this publication be summoned to parliament to face the privileged committee to investigate into this matter whether there was a boycott or not a boycott. And to have this same writer and appear before parliament here for further explanation. Thank you very much.
Mr. Clark, take notes. Yes, Alasan. And in the meanwhile, I'd like to see the following people in my office immediately after adjournment. Ali Kaloko, Honorable JK, Honorable Deputy Minority, Majority Whip. Yes?
Mr. Speaker, I rise on SO 23. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, last week Wednesday, there was a broad day armed robbery at Wellington, which further went up to Mayankine in my constituency. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the gallantry demonstrated by the youth of Wellington and Calabar Town, including the police, is one that should be applauded. Mr. Speaker, it's not about mob justice. Mr. Speaker, the significance of what the youth and the police officers did on that day is far-reaching. Because anybody who thinks armed robbery broad daylight can be legalized in Sierra Leone must think again. And also, it speaks volume because anybody that thinks you will be in a position to perpetuate violence in the capital city, you must think again. So, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I'd like to commend the police and commend our youths in Wellington and Calabar Town for a good job done on that day. Thank you very much.
Yes, Bine.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
No, go on, Bine. Your table mic is working, is it not? Okay, go on.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, one of the key functions of a member of parliament is that of representation. I stand on SO 23.
Go on.
Mr. Speaker, for some of us who are members of parliament across the water, we are suffering in terms of the ferry. I was coming to parliament a couple of days ago, Mr. Speaker, and at the middle of the waters, the ferry engine was cut off and everybody was crying, including Honorable Bine Bangura. And Mr. Speaker, going through the alternate route, which is going through the highway to Lungi, is indeed very safe, but it takes
Bine, is that the pronunciation of America?
To say what, sir?
The halting route.
Yeah, the route, yes, sir.
You
yes.
mean the route?
Well, the route or the route?
Oh, the Americans say route?
Route, yes, sir.
Gone.
All right. please bear with me, because having lived in America for 36 years.
No, Bina, really, if you lived in that place for 36 years, you should not say that 6 years, you should say 36 years.
That, 36 years, Mr. Speaker. On a very serious note, Mr. Speaker, I would like to crave the indulgence of the Committee on Transport and Evasion to please do everything humanly possible to summon the Ministry of Transport and Evasion so they can do something to elevate the situation at Lungi. I thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, Parang, 1 minute.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I rise on section 110, subsection 1 of the Constitution, which reads, with your leave, no taxation
shall... Hold on.
Thank you, sir. I was going to manage my 1 minute.
But I have told you to hold on, so it means that the one minute count will begin after I have finished.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yes, it begins now.
Which reads, with your leave, sir, no taxation shall be imposed or altered otherwise than by or under the authority of an act of parliament.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, it may interest this House to note that there is already a tax of $40 imposed whilst living Sierra Leone and another $40 imposed whilst entering Sierra Leone via the Sierra Leone Airport Authority by the Ministry of Transport and Aviation without recourse to this parliament. And that is so sudden, having consideration to the fact that the Finance Act has just been passed by this House, and in it, some other taxes have been imposed on travelers from Sierra Leone to ECOWAS country, to any ECOWAS country at $25, and from Sierra Leone to any other country at $40. Another tax called security tax, which did not come to Parliament, which had not been part of the Finance Act, had been unilaterally imposed on travelers by the Ministry of Transport and Aviation without recourse to this Parliament, which is in direct violation of Section 110, Subsection 1. And yes, and even 107, Mr. Speaker. So I want this parliament to understand that even this morning, the Minister of Transport and Aviation was over the radio and he was saying that was cabinet paper, and therefore, with or without parliament, they will go ahead to impose.
Did he go to say that? No.
What he said exactly was, it was cabinet paper, and therefore, come the 1st of June, it will take effect.
Oh, well, we have time from now to the 1st of June. Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I was going to ask the Honorable on the other side there to please provide us hard evidence of what you were saying here about the imposition of a tax at Ports Authority for Parliament to react. I think that's the proper way to go about it.
Oh, thank you very much, Honorable Deputy Leader.
But Mr. Chairman of Finance, please note that Section 110, Subsection 1, is mandatory. It's mandatory. I cannot say more.
Noted, Mr. Speaker.
A point of order, Mr. Speaker. Yeah. Merely the Honourable who was talking was merely on 23, and 23 is non-debatable.
He did not tell me he was on 23. If he said that, I did not hear that. No.
Correct.
Yes, Swallow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I rise on SO23. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I want to bring to the notice of this House, particularly so the chairman of the Works Committee, that there is an international road construction between Banda Juma and Jendema, to Zimi to Jendema. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, this road construction was awarded to an international company called CSC. There had been a lot of accidents on this road, Mr. Speaker. This road lead to my village, Futapeje. I've tried to engage them on a number of times. There have been no road signs, no safety procedures on this road. There have been a lot of accidents. A lot of people have died on this road in this short period during this construction time. So I want to call on, I just want to bring to the notice of this House and also the chairman of the Works Committee that he kindly use his good office, please, to invite CLC to come to Parliament and for us to have the opportunity to even go there, because I've engaged them on several occasions, but yet they cannot provide any safety procedures on this road, Mr. Speaker. Thank you very much.
Yes, Nicholas.
I'm sorry. Mr. Yeah. Speaker, honorable members, I want to draw your attention, especially on SO23, that my colleague reported the problems with the ferry. Now, I'm going to give assurance to this House that we're going to invite summon the general manager of maritime and the ferry management immediately for an action. That will be corrected.
Thank you, sir.
And then Mr. Speaker,
Nico, the lawyer.
I also want to draw the attention of my colleague over there, Radu Matic, who wanted me to contribute.
Quickly.
Announcement. Members of the Parliamentary News Africa meets with the Parliamentary Committee on Information and Communications immediately after adjournment in Committee Room Number 1, signed Senior PRO Parliament. Committee on Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation. Members of the above committee are requested to attend a very important meeting today, Wednesday, 17th May, 2017. Time, immediately after adjournment. Place, Foreign Affairs Office, Administrative Building. Signed, Honorable Dauda Kalong, Acting Chair.
Being to stand, there's no place like the Foreign Affairs Office in the Administrative Building. Is there? No, not in his office. He's calling a meeting. The meeting takes place in the administrative hall, not so? Where? They have an office there? Where? Okay. Honorable members, the House is adjourned to Tuesday, the 23rd of May, 2017, at 10 a.m.